This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome back, FM Talk 106.5, and good to have, it's increasing the number of Noblets in my studio. The Doctor's Noblet in from Noblet Cosmetic and Family Dentistry. Good to see you, and let's, Chad, you and I talked last time, but another Doctor's Noblet, or actually, you practice under another name.
Yeah, Dr. Wasserman. There's enough Dr. Noblets in the office. We don't want to confuse everybody too much.
Okay, so now you know the best looking of the Noblets.
Yes, that is correct.
It's a Wasserman.
You are correct. Yes, we're happy to be back.
Yeah, so we've talked about this before. So where I go, where my wife goes, where my children go, is Noblet Cosmetic and Family Dentistry. I've talked about this over time, how y'all are great dealing with everything from me and my cranky self to my fantastic rest of the family. It is truly a family dentistry.
It is.
Yep.
I mean, y'all is a family
together.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all is a family.
Yep.
And then you have a lot of families come in as well. And like families grow, so does Noblet Cosmetic and Family Dentistry, because y'all have grown.
We have. Yeah.
We have a new location. That's correct.
Yep. So where's the new location?
It's next door to UMS. Yep.
Right across the street from the old Pat and Dee's, anybody remembers that one.
A landmark of significance in my life.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, so that's going to be a lot closer for some folks in Midtown. I know you got people coming from all over to the location we go to on University, but now you've got one that's perfect for Midtown, downtown.
Downtown friends,
sure, yep. Conveniently located. It's next to UMS, right? So good location.
Right
good
off
location.
Old Shell, yep, and Mobile Street. Yep.
Okay, so what's, like, I'm so used to the main the location that has existed. New location there, is it going to feel like I'm at Noblet Cosmetic and Family Dentistry?
That's the goal, yeah. Dr. Warren, who is the dentist that was in there and is still in there with us.
Long-time family friend.
Yeah.
I graduated from high school with his daughter, Marion.
Yeah. So we are in there in his office, and we have now been able to bring in some of our technology, our digital x-rays, and update it,
That's where we'll get into the same things we love about going to the location that we've been going to. Those services are going to be at the new location as well.
Right.
Absolutely.
So talk about those. Like, we kind of let's go through and talk about the things y'all do that are using the technology and the things that are just great family attention.
Sure. Well, we're going to bring in, first of all, like she's saying, digital
x-rays. We already
have
the digital x-rays there, yeah.
And, eventually we're going to get our 3D scanner for impression so that you don't have to use the goopy material.
Yes.
That chokes you.
Yes. And, we'll be able to provide more services like root canals and dental implants, things like that within that same location.
So that you're not having to leave and go somewhere else. We're, just like we do at the other university location, we're going to keep it in-house and be able to do those services, the Botox for the TMJ, the implants, like he mentioned,
and
the
Botox
root canals.
And the dermal fillers just for aesthetic reasons, too. So.
Okay. Yep. So I want to get to all those things because you got to explain to me, but we can go back to this. I don't know which one it's called, but y'all, I've said this to you last time you were in here. So you take this impression of my teeth, and then you can show me my teeth. It's a picture of my tooth.
Right. Yep.
When you start explaining what you're doing, like, I get to see it. I think that's cool. Which one is that? That's the
digital scanner. Yeah.
The digital scanner. And then we also have the intraoral camera that you can take a picture and see it up on the computer screen.
I love that, by the way.
Yeah. Well, when we're talking, a lot of people are visual. I mean, if you can't see what's up on your upper teeth in the back, and it's easier for us to explain to you what's going on. And you're like, oh, it makes sense.
And it's a detailed 3D image, and we can spin it around in 360 degrees and zoom in and zoom out. So it's very helpful for, explaining things to patients. And patient education is a big thing.
Well, that's what I feel like. Because when I'm coming, it's not this mystery thing where it's, the chairs are fantastic. They're comfortable. But it's not just lay down there and you'd be quiet. Like you say, okay, here's what the issue is. I'm like, hey, I busted something. What's that look like? You show me what it looks like. Then you say, here's what we're fixing to do to work on that.
Here's the problem and here's how we can fix it. That's correct.
I know y'all do that every day and it seems normal. But for those of us that are patients, that's a big, that's one of the things I love.
Yeah.
So that's going
to
be
We want you to be comfortable and understand what's going on when you're there. Yeah.
And that goes a long way.
Yep. It does.
For sure.
It does.
So we'll be able to do that at the new location?
You will.
We will.
Okay. Yep. So, by the way, if you're just joining us, we're talking about the growing Noblet family and not just the location on University now, right there across from UMS in Midtown. And if somebody who's listening to us now that had been with Dr. Warren before, so he's still
part of the team.
That's fantastic.
And we start a little earlier there. So for those early birds, we start at 7:30 in the morning.
Oh, that's huge. Huge for getting to work.
Especially get a cleaning done and get to work. Yeah. Saves you from having to take off. Yeah.
See, y'all get it. That should be the slug line for y'all. Noble Cosmetic and Family Dentistry, they get it. Because, I mean, you do. You work around. I mean, you know that people got to, like, if I can get the cleaning done, I can get to work. I don't have to take off hours.
Exactly.
Yep.
It's a big deal. Now, you're going through all these, so many things that y'all do, like from Botox and treating TMJ. And let's walk through that kind of part of it, because people hear Botox and they go, Botox? Wait a second. I'm not looking for, you know, for me, I know you would think I might be very, very, you know, interested in my looks, but I'm not. But there's Botox for a lot of things.
Sure, Sean. We do it for men and women, definitely.
Well, I also want to talk about, so you do like Botox for TMJ.
So
Botox
for grinders. Yeah. So you've got to think, you know, your muscles in your mouth is one of the most used muscles, strongest muscle in the body. Yes. A lot of people clench and grind, stressful time this past year.
Yes.
Patient compliance is part of it, right? So you can wear a night guard at night, but a lot of people don't remember to put it in, fall asleep. Another option would be to do Botox. You don't have to think about it.
Okay, you're talking to me. I'm a tooth grinder. Yeah, I'm a big-time tooth grinder. Yeah.
Sure, and the whole goal of a TMJ splint or an occlusal night guard that you wear.
An occlusal night guard? Chad, what?
It's basically
a mouthpiece?
Yes.
In
layman's terms. The mouthpiece that you wear, the goal of that is so that when you grind, your muscles actually relax. So what Botox does is relaxes your muscles 24/7. So it's like you're wearing the night guard all the time, but you don't have to keep it in every night. So you don't have to remember
that. And for those people that clench, some people do it during the day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You can't talk with a mouthpiece in right now with what you're doing, right?
It sounds very different, yes.
Right, right. So it's something that helps with that.
So and I know you're talking to a lot of people here. They grind their teeth at night. You get your spouse say, hey, you woke me up with the chattering going on over there with your teeth, or you see the damage like y'all have seen with my teeth. I do damage to my teeth from grinding.
We're here to fix them.
Yes, and you have, and you have to, because there's a combination of destructive behaviors I have to my teeth, and one of them's grinding.
Well, speaking of the spouse issue with the grinding, you know, we do make sleep appliances as well that help with keeping the airway open while you're sleeping at night, and that's a different type of mouthpiece that you can wear that prevents you from snoring and helps you get a better night's sleep.
So y'all are like, I mean, I have a dentist and marriage savers.
Yeah,
sure.
There you go.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
So okay, but I'm still on this like the Botox thing. So you do that injection. This is and those muscles aren't clenching up anymore.
The muscle still flexes. It just is not able to flex as hard as it was before.
Right. It takes
that's
the
a
edge
big
off.
Deal. People get headaches from this. Correct. Not only damaging teeth, correct, but I know people get terrible headaches.
Sure, yeah. We're able to
alleviate a lot of those headaches. One of our girls that works up front helped her. She was having to pop the leave all day long.
Yeah, can change somebody's life for sure.
Yep.
I know there are a lot of people listening to this that deal with this that go, I didn't know that was something that could happen, you know, when I come see the Noblets. I mean,
yep.
That's something that
it's a great service that we're able to offer for sure.
That is awesome. Okay. So we talk about working on our teeth. We talk about working on the grinding of the teeth and then the muscles to go through this. And then you talked to me earlier, we're talking off air about people who lose teeth. Okay. You lost a tooth in the back, you lost it wherever, mid row. Who cares? I'm not going to get it replaced. You know, people often think, well, it's just cosmetics, right? If I do it, I'm just doing it to look good. Y'all about scared me on that, the stuff that can, but I mean, if you have a tooth missing.
Sure. Yeah. You know, it's not just a cosmetic reason, you know, just because no one sees it in the back. It's important to, if you do lose a tooth, you want to replace it with a new one because a lot of problems can happen. It puts more stress on your front teeth, which, you know, you can start to have bone loss or shifting of the other teeth in your mouth. And if you lose that posterior support or those teeth in the back, it can cause more problems in the front. So, you know, correct, it is very important to replace a missing
tooth. Well, you and I were talking about sandwiches. Like if you,
that's right. You bite the sandwich on your front teeth, you chew it in the back. You know, you don't want to just have front teeth.
You don't want to stress the front teeth out where they're not supposed to have, you know, all the stress. You want to be able to chew in the back.
And they can move too. If you don't,
your teeth can shift and it'll change your bite. You know, your cheeks can start to sink in. It can change the, you know, your appearance of your face.
You can have like caved in look in the back. Yeah.
So how do you fix it?
Well, there's a lot of options for replacing missing teeth. Dental implants, probably the number one option, but a bridge would be another option. Mm-hmm. And that's, probably number two. And then number three would be something that's removable that snaps in and out. Most patients opt for something that does not come in and out of their mouth. They want something fixed that stays in all the time. They don't have to worry
about it. But you could do either. For some reason, somebody wanted a removable.
Absolutely. There's always a good, better, and best option.
It's not as functional as a bridge or an implant, but it is another replacement option.
Y'all got so much going on.
Implants,
and
number one.
I mean, this is great. So y'all, any of these things, you know, or multiple of these things kind of fall into your wheelhouse. These are the folks I go to. These are folks my children go to, my wife go to, and they are a great family as well. Let's talk about getting in touch with you, getting appointments set, getting to meet with y'all, new location or back with the Sullivans at the university location. Yeah. How do we do that?
Best option would be to call the office at 251-342-5323 or to check out our website at
NobletDental.com.
Very good. Check them out. It is Noblet Cosmetic and Family Dentistry, now new location as well. I sure appreciate y'all coming by.
Sean, great to be here.